Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of BitNote. For this show we'll be interviewing Irish games music composer Emer Noon. So have a listen and hope you enjoy.
Emer, it is a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you very much. Would you like to introduce yourself to those out there in the audience?
Well, my name is Emer Noon, obviously, and I'm from Galway, from East Galway, and I live in Malibu, California, just outside LA.
Mm-hmm. A bit of a difference in the climate there, I'd imagine.
Yeah, just a tiny bit, yeah, although I get very homesick that those 2 days that it rains a year. But so I moved out to work in film and game music about 9 years ago to LA, and it's been very good to me, I have to say, since I moved out. So I work mainly for Blizzard Entertainment, which are the guys that make World of Warcraft, StarCraft, Diablo,
Very big names.
To name a few, yeah. And we just we just launched Overwatch as well, as the new one. So I was very lucky because I started off at Trinity College Music Department and the College of Music there in Dublin.
Oh, the same college I went to, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Chris Rook, our associate producer of iDig Music Fest as well, another one of us. I'm completely a classical musician. A bit of trad thrown in there, but you can't be from the west of Ireland and not have that. But I had the strangest happenstance. I mean, my first game credit is on Metal Gear Solid, where one of the guys came into Trinity one day and said, hey, will you sing on this thing? We're doing it tomorrow. Can you sight read? And we're all, yeah, we can sight read. So we went in, recorded, and helped us arrange some vocals and helped record the vocals and sang on it. And months later, realized that we had worked on this hit game. And the next thing I worked on, literally, was I orchestrated on World of Warcraft straight out of college. So after all of this, being in LA...
When you're saying you were working in Metal Gear Solid, this was like the original one from the midnight. It was recorded in Temple Bar, wasn't it?
Some of it was recorded. We were somewhere outside of Dublin. My memory's a bit hazy, okay. But I'd say it was around 2000 or, let me see, what would it have been? Yeah, it's like 1996.
1990, yeah.
96, 97?
Yeah, the original.
Yeah, something like that.
There's a very, very, I think it's called The Best Is Yet To Come by, it was originally by Rico Muraca, but it was sung by Aoife Neferig.
Right. Yeah.
And that was...
the one that I did, actually, now I'm getting a little bit jet-lagged, so I'm a bit
nervous. Yes, you're fine.
It was 1996. All of this leads up to a couple of years ago I was doing a show in LA, an Irish show, mm-hmm. and these guys contacted me on Facebook and said, we want to, it's the 25th anniversary of The Legend of Zelda is coming up, mm-hmm. We're looking for a conductor for it, and I said, well, hey, I'm doing this thing in Royce Hall in LA, and Pierce Brosnan is doing it, Moma Downey is doing it, it's really cool, do you want to come down? They came down, and that night they hired me to be the face of the 25th anniversary of Zelda.
Whoa.
So I ended up, I had to go through being sanctioned by Nintendo, of course, and all that then. And the two shows we did for the 25th anniversary were a success, so we turned it into a tour. I did about 70 performances, and some of them took us to the Sydney Opera House and...
Whoa.
Madison Square Garden and Royal Phil and all of these things. So anyway, after all of this and doing guest spots on Video Games Live, and we did Comic-Con a few times, I would say to all the other guys that would be backstage at Video Games Live, and I'd say, do you know what? You should all come to Dublin. It'd be great fun.
Yes.
And they'd all say, yeah, make it happen, Emer. We're there. I'll go. I'm talking to everybody. So Tommy Tallarico, the creator of Video Games Live and GANG, Game Audio Network Guild, Tommy has kind of, by default, created this really strong family of game music composers by having us all do guest spots on VGL. So
yes, and Tommy Tallarico, of course, is hugely accomplished. He's done music from everything from like Body Count to Earthworm Jim to a lot of other. I played his music on the show before.
Yeah, Tommy's very prolific. He has the Guinness Book of World Records for the most music written for video games by any one human being. So I said to Tommy, you know, hey, would you come to Dublin? Yeah, make it happen. So it came to a point where I had to stop talking about it, you know, because everybody wanted to come. And so my husband and co-producer, Craig Garfinkel, who's also, he's a composer on, like, he did a lot of the early Dungeons and Dragons stuff. He did Baldur's Gate, Dark Alliance 2, and he did the last World of Warcraft as well.
So really into the whole, like, PC or PG area there.
Right, exactly. So he's been in the gaming industry for a long time. And I said to him, you know, it'd be really fun to do this. And he's the one with the real producer brain. So I kind of went, I decided one day, I'm going to put this out on Twitter and see what people think. And I turned to Craig and go, how are we going to do this? So I put out a message, I believe it was March 27th last, and I put out a message saying, hey everyone, if we were to come to Dublin and do a game music festival, I don't just want to do one concert, I want to make something special for home. I want to do the first real, I mean, there's a brilliant thing called MAGFest in the US, it's really cool. I want to do the first European festival and make it very, you know, have a big orchestral show as the marquee. So it's you know, I can bring over all of my colleagues.
So that's what it's going to be, like a gigantic festival of video game music right here in Dublin.
Yes, it's going to be the first of its kind in the world.
I mean,
exactly, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So yes, when you were discussing it earlier, you were saying, you know, there've been many different game concerts, of course, Video Games Live, and I played the orchestral version of everything from Flappy Birds to, of course, Advent Rising. And I mean, there've been many great music concerts, even one involving like a Japanese composer and Chris Huselbeck and everything. But this is
Dave, picking up a little on me. Do I still have you?
Yes.
The music is so dynamic, you know, and it's become more and more complex all the time, and it's become its own genre. I mean, we just did we were two of the composers on World of Warcraft Warlords of Draenor, and as soon as it came out, the soundtrack went straight to number 6 on the iTunes chart.
Oh, fantastic. I haven't really played music from World of Warcraft because I never really got into that, and I don't like playing music from games I haven't played. But since you're here, why don't we play a bit of music from World of Draenor?
Go ahead.
Okay, sure. And to our listeners, World of Warcraft is a really long-running, massive multiplayer online RPG, a whole online world, and it's been going for like I think about a decade at this stage. And
that's the other thing special about the festival.
Yeah.
We're bringing over, we'll have 5 composers because it's the 10th anniversary of World of Warcraft, and I worked on the first one.
Oh, fantastic!
There you go.
Oh, that's fantastic. And Blizzard, in order to keep people playing the game for all this time, often release updates or expansions. And World of Draenor is the most recent one. And basically, we're going to play Malak, the main theme. And of course, it was composed by the composer right here, Emer Noon. So have a listen and hope you enjoy. So that's kind of some of the music in World of Warcraft. Very orchestral and very epic. I really like it.
Oh, thanks, David. Well, we need to create music that's as huge and epic and fantastical as the worlds themselves. And Draenor is just incredibly vast and beautiful. So for the festival, it's called I Dig Music Festival.
Mm-hmm.
The Dig part is digital. It's Dublin International Game Music Festival.
Dublin International.
Check out our website, idigmusicfest.com, because we really work with the community into what we're doing. And a couple of things
that I think sorry, you're breaking up slightly there. Can you repeat that? Hello? Hello? Okay, we're going to play one more track. This is going to be the Malak battle, and then we'll get
Hello?
Back. Yes, we're going to just play one more music track, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back to the interview. Okay, unfortunately we seem to have lost Emer. That was great. I'll just try to get her back on the line, but I think we'll just move it on to just one other great track she did. She also did, this is Shadow Moon Rising. It is also from Worlds of Draedwar, Worlds of Warcraft. Have a listen and hope you enjoy. Okay, and we've got Emer back on the line. Emer, can you hear me? Emer?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can indeed. So we've heard some great music from you, and just tell us, so the show isn't just going to be a regular concert, it's going to be an entire like exposition, almost like a convention, right?
I'm so sorry, David, I missed half of the question.
It's okay. It's going to be like a convention, basically, the upcoming thing in Dublin. Okay, so that has been Emer Noon. It has been fantastic to have her on the show. I think we could try to struggle a bit more, but I think we can agree that it's kind of Okay, so with that said, we've got a bit more time on the show, and stay tuned for next year where there'll be a great video game thing and we'll all have a great time. And definitely, BitNote will definitely be there. We'll definitely be covering it. But I hope that, you know, you don't just have to take my word for it and that you come along yourselves to listen to some great, fantastic video game music. I'll talk about it more on the show afterwards, but feel free to look some stuff up yourself and we'll I'm sure it'll be a great time. So, with the last bit of the show, I think it's time to focus on something else that's happening a little closer than basically the middle of next year, and that is something that's happening from right now, 6 days from now. Yes, it's 6 days. It is Christmas. Now, in the past, I've kind of pre-recorded my shows or had trouble with them, the music, but this time around, I think I've actually come prepared and I have some good video games that really to try to get us into this Christmas spirit. So, once again, thank you very much, Emer Noon, for being on the show. It was fantastic and a pleasure to have you. I'm sorry that we had a bit of trouble with the connection. With that, I think it's time to put some music from a game that actually celebrated the Christmas spirit in quite a fantastic way. Play the little tune from you, and I'll talk a bit more about the game afterwards. So, have a listen and hope you enjoy. And that was Christmas Dubstep from Saints Row 4, the DLC How the Saints Saved Christmas. Before I just move on again, I just really want to mention about Music Fest, music fest that Emer Noon was talking about. It is, the website address is I Dig Music Fest, and it's got a lot of great stuff on it. There'll be very interactive stuff, community participation, and all this great stuff. So, and please just, it's so look it up on idigmusicfest.com and you'll be able to see there's a lot of great stuff, community participation, composition, I think even cosplay, and it should be a really great time. We'll try to get Emer on the show back again. Going back to the Christmas spirit once again, that was from, as I said, Saints Row 4. Now, I've said it a lot of times that while there are a lot of Christmas movies, there's not many Christmas video games, and Saints Row 4 isn't a Christmas video game, but it did something that totally made up for it, and that's by releasing a Christmas DLC or downloadable content, which you technically have to, which you have to pay for, basically. But basically, it's like bonus missions, and they basically created their own Christmas special in it. This is a whole thing about a set of missions, a set of stories, a set of cutscenes, and their whole gist is that you are saving Christmas, and that is pretty awesome. There's so many little references to it. There's basically, you have to rescue Santa Claus, and there's evil Santa Claus, and they are sometimes kind of rude things or crazy things. And then you manage to go, you start off in this like Christmassy town with snow, and there's like, and you're trying to restore the good Christmas cheer, which is being oppressed, and you ended up doing it by grabbing this BB gun, which people caution you not to shoot people's eye out. And yes, this game has lots of little references, but like a lot of things, just because it makes references doesn't mean it doesn't have an identity of its own. And the identity is celebrating all that's about Christmas, about showing good music, about sometimes being cheesy, sometimes being fun, but just about good cheer and the good ambience. And at one part of the game, you even get to visit Santa's workshop, and that is utterly fantastic. and you get to visit the North Pole. And I mean, this is actually something great, because I've seen like the North Pole or Santa's workshop in the whole village represented so many times in different various music videos or movies, but very rarely in video games. And while Saints Row 4 does have a kind of a slightly twisted take on it, given the fact that basically you're there right after there's been a huge rebellion and certain unsightly things have happened to one or two reindeers, it still really tries to have that whole place of magical stuff and the presents all around and the huge snow and the candy canes jutting out of the ground. And it's like, unlike every other medium, video games let you be there. So I'm going to play the music from the actual Christmas of it. So this is basically the Saints Row 4, the North Pole theme. Have a listen and hope you enjoy. That was music from the North Pole level of How the Saints Saved Christmas from Saints Row 4 by Volition. And I'm assuming it was Malcolm Kirby Jr., since he seems to do most of the music from Saints Row 4, 3 and 4. And also it's great. I think we may have Emer back on the line just to wrap up the episode. Emer, are you there?
Hi, David. Loud and clear.
Great. Fantastic. So, yes. You were basically talking about the whole festival. There's going to be a whole load of stuff going on, right? The Music Fest.
Right. So the headliner for iDig Music Fest, and you can check out everything on our website, which is idigmusicfest.com. The headliner is Video Games Live, Tommy Tallarico and myself. We're going to have over 100 musicians on stage, and that's not including our massive choir. A couple of the things we're doing to include the community is the Voice of VGM competition, where you can compete via YouTube to be a solo vocalist. One of our competition judges is Julian Aversa, who's one of the main vocal soloists in video game music at the moment. The other people that we're bringing over who will also be judges are Russell Breyer, the head of music and audio at Blizzard Games, Jason Hayes, the original WoW composer. Jason's bringing his band Critical Hit to play for our Cosball. We're going to take Cosplay to a whole new level. We're having a full-on ball with Jason's band. We're having an expo. Austin Wintry from Journey and Banner Saga is coming. He's Grammy nominee. Neil Acree from StarCraft and WoW is coming over as well. There's going to be a whole bunch more guests. Gillian Versa is coming to perform. Andrew Versa is coming as well. So we have so many amazing special guests. We're going to have a huge, huge orchestra on stage. It's at Dublin Convention Centre, April 2nd to April 4th. We're going to have an expo of what's going on in the gaming industry in Ireland, what's going on in the education sector in Ireland, how to get into video games. We're having tech demos for music. We're having a small stage with lots of smaller acts playing arrangements from video games. We're having roundtable discussions with all the composers individually and together. it's a full-on interactive thing. We want the community very involved. So you can be on stage in the choir if you compete to do so. You can be part of our YouTube orchestra, which is anyone from around the world. We're putting up score parts and conductor cam online for everybody to see. So you can record your instrument playing one of the parts. We're going to edit the whole thing together into a huge music video that we're going to play in sync with the live orchestra and live choir on the night. Voice of VGM competition, you get to compete to be a soloist and one of the major vocal solos in one of our most popular VGL numbers. And if you don't get into winning that competition as a soloist, you may get a position in the choir either to be on stage with Tommy Tallarico, Russell Brower, Neil Acree, Jason Hayes, myself, and Jill Averse, of course. So we want everybody to be involved. We want it to be the best fun ever. Already I've had phone calls from Grammy-winning composers saying, "Hey, Emer, I heard you're doing this. Can we come?" And I say, "Well, we're kind of booked out for the first year. Why don't you come the second year?" So we want something unique for Dublin because it's home. Definitely. And there's a matter of pride going on here as well, you know. So please come. It's the first one. As the first one, we need it to be really successful so that it can live on and be a destination for everyone in the industry around the world to experience and celebrate game music in a great city, a great fun city. And already I have some incredible names in game music lining up to want to be a part of it.
That is making me get, I'm all anticipated already. That sounds fantastic. Oh boy. Well, definitely that's not going to be the last I mentioned the thing on the show anyway. You're welcome. It's idigmusicfest.com for anyone who wants to find out more. And they've got, of course.
And we're on Twitter, of course, and we're on Facebook. And let us know what you want. Let us know, you know, be part of it. We're constantly communicating with people that contact us. When I put out my my question on March 27th, Chris Rook comes back and goes, "Hey, can I be involved? Do you need any help?" I remembered he'd interviewed me on the Zelda Symphony tour while he was still at Trinity. I thought, he's a really great, smart guy. Sure. And little by little, he was just so amazing. We made him associate producer of the show. So Twitter is a big part.
Oh, definitely.
And the community, we want our Irish gamers involved big time. This is for Ireland. It's for all of us. So be involved.
Fantastic. And definitely, it's on Twitter. I'll be mentioning the show again on Twitter as well. And definitely, this sounds incredibly awesome. I think we're a little over time, but thank you so much, Emer Noon, for
David.
Being on the show.
Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye. All the best. Thank you very much. And bye. And this has been David Collins. And thanks to Emer. And this has been David Collins with BitNote. Thank you for listening, and Merry Christmas.